Wednesday we began the usual celebration of these 3 days that are supposed to be a little bit of greater penance, definitely of greater prayer, and more intensity in prayer, these Ember Days of the end of September. Today, even though Wednesday we had more readings, today we only have the regular number of readings. But the readings of today particularly focus on sin, repentance, and forgiveness, which is the reason for these days. In addition, of course, as I mentioned Wednesday, these days that go back to the times of the apostles were started in order to pray for the ordination of the priests and deacons and subdeacons and some bishops that are going to be ordained in the next few days, in the next few weeks. And so the church reminds us that these occasions, the ordinations of new clerics, demand greater penance and greater prayer. If today we have so much disorder in the church, and it is everywhere, some who think that they are not disordered are even more disordered than the others. They just have their own criteria. But in these days of great disorder within the church, great lack of faith, hope, and charity, and great lack of loyalty, we see that we need even more than ever a great increase in prayer. In addition, today we have the feast of the, in the United States and Canada, of the North American martyrs. A large group of martyrs, among them we are familiar with St. Isaac Yogue, St. Jean de Brebeuf, St. John Lalande, and a lot of others whose names I don't quite remember. But these were, some of them priests, some of them catechists, lay catechists, who came to Northern America, especially in the area of Canada and Northern New York, and preached to the Indians that were there. Of course, one of the Indians that received their preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they were all pagans, horrible pagans, killing one another, eating each other's hearts, literally, and so forth, beating their brains out. This is the way it was. Conversion was absolutely necessary. But among those who were converted were the family of a saint whose canonization some of us in this parish attended a few years ago. It was the last canonization of Pope Benedict, the canonization of St. Kateri de Kawitha, and there were others too, but she was particularly important to us from North America. She too followed Christ, though she was not a martyr. Nevertheless, she lived a life of great suffering, persecution from the Iroquois Indians, and also the British, who are always trying to destroy anything Catholic. No change in the world today about that either. So today we pray to them and to all the other saints, also Saint Cyprian and Saint Justina, whose feast is today, and they died around the year 300. Many, many martyrs who died for the love of Christ. And so we need to pray that we will have greater strength and perseverance and loyalty to Christ, to his church, and to his servants on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.